This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Mark, you had a moment with your boyfriend.
Your new boyfriend.
Yes. So you've been together for, you know, 5 minutes,
like,
which is great.
Less than a week, basically. Yeah. We've sort of known each other since late last year.
Do you think he's listening?
No.
Oh,
no.
Good.
I doubt it.
Okay. Let's talk freely.
Let's talk freely then.
But so something happened.
Yeah, just to set the scene, it's like he had been away for visiting his family overseas for 3 months, and he didn't have anywhere to live when he came back, so he stayed with me for 2 weeks.
Right.
And, you know, I just had one of those really ordinary days at work. I wasn't feeling great about everything, and I'd got home and I sat down in the lounge and we had a chat and everything. It was really nice. And then I walked into the bedroom. Now, it was just one of these little things, mundane things, and what he had done, I had put some clothes in the dryer to dry, and he'd ironed all my shirts for me for the next week of work.
Aww.
And it was just like, and it melted my heart because no one's ever done that for me ever.
Ironed your clothes.
Ironed my clothes.
You can pay a maid to do that.
I know. Mm. But it was just like, it was such a lovely little thoughtful thing to do, and it didn't cost him anything. It was just like, it was just there.
So you know what that says about you?
What?
I'm about to get psychological now.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
So there are 5 basic love languages, right? And how you give and you receive love depends on your love languages. The love languages are acts of service, gift giving, words of affection, physical touch, and quality time.
Right.
And so a relationship works if your partner knows what love language you like to speak in. So yours is acts of service. So you feel the most loved if someone does little things for you, like I've cooked a meal, or I've ironed your clothes, or don't worry, I've fixed all of the blah, blah, blah that needed fixing. So that looks like your love language based on that.
Based on one thing.
Based on one thing. I've nailed you psychologically. You're done.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I like words of affection and physical touch. So I don't need someone to iron my clothes, but I need a hug and a kiss and I'm told I'm beautiful. Like, that's what I need.
See, I'm big on physical touch as well.
Okay, so you're two. You can do a test online. It's called 5lovelanguages.com. Do the test with your partner, because if you have different love languages, you have massive problems in the relationship, because you're going, I've ironed your clothes. And he's going, that's great. All I wanted was a hug and a kiss.
Yeah.
So it's really good to know. So what would you reckon yours are?
What are they again? Go through them again.
Quality time.
Yep.
Acts of service, which is like, you know,
things
whatever
being done, yeah.
Gift giving, so that's like people who just buy you random stuff all the time, which I'm not a big fan of, but what are the other ones? Words of affection and physical touch. I think I said them all.
I think it's probably the words as well, much like you. I think the words is definitely a big part. Just hearing from your significant other that you are loved can be the difference in a bad day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That unconditional kind of like, it's okay, you're okay.
But some people don't say I love you very often because it's just like one of those, they don't want to wear it out almost. So it's like, well, you know I love you, I'm with you, so stop being so needy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, we say it to a stupid degree, to the point where it's like, should I stop saying it?
Yeah.
They're like, no, keep saying it, because we both like hearing it.
Do the test online, it's really good, 5lovelanguages.com. I was trying to think about my partner and I can't think of anything. Because I'm the romantic, so I always do like little things. Like, oh, that would be really great.
Aww.
Like, my partner would really love that.
Does he appreciate it though when you do the little
things? Totally. And then maybe that's what I get off on. I like doing the acts of service
and getting the reaction from them.
Yeah,
it kind of makes you feel good to get them. Yeah.
Monday breakfast just got bigger and hairier. With Mark and Luke on Joy 94.9.
And don't forget their Goldilocks. SJ, I'm here too.
Unforgettable.
Thank you very much for all the text messages coming in. We're asking you about the little things that you or your partner do that just make you melt or make you feel really special. Like the day-to-day stuff rather than the kind of big gestures.
That's Mark's boyfriend ironed his shirts for him without being asked.
That's really cute.
Very nice. Just very nice.
Oh, that's really cute.
It melted my heart.
He knows his place. That's nice.
We've had a message in from Anna, and she said she's got a few, actually. She said one was the boyfriend had no prompting, always had her favourite drink at her at his place for her.
Ready. That's ready. Awesome.
Bought cheese for dessert as she's not a sweets eater.
Like it.
Lovely. Would leave notes around the house just to say hi.
A little bit stalkerish, but okay.
Yeah.
Like post-it notes on everything. Like,
yeah.
You open the fridge.
See, morning. Yeah, I think
no, that's actually, I'm totally joking. That's actually really
like
cute. Yeah, totally love
much.
That.
And then the last one, she says, often got to their place before they did and would bring in the washing.
See, that's awesome. That's an active service.
That one I like.
So, okay, so you're definitely...
an is active that, service.
Is that Anna?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Anna, you definitely like your active service because all of those, like even the drink, like it's all kind of gestures of things that you'd have to do yourself which someone else has done for you, which is awesome. Jen said that she used to get her partner flowers for no reason when she was having a really bad day. So just, yeah, no occasion or anything just to kind of show that you're thinking about them, which I think is really lovely. And we got a text message in from Adam saying, listen to what your partner says and pick up on it. So it's like little things, you know, so if they mention like, oh, I really liked, you know, I really want to watch that movie or I really wanted to get that book, you know, so just picking up on the tiny little things so that they come home and the book is on the bed for them, you know, just to prove that you're listening.
Listening is a very important part of a relationship.
And
I
you
think,
can drop hints too. So that's a good idea. Like if you want something, just drop it in a conversation casually enough times and eventually they'll buy it for you.
You're good at that, aren't
really,
you, Luke?
It really doesn't work. Like, so I'm 4.5 months pregnant, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want a push present. You know what that is? You get a present for pushing out a gigantic baby out of your hoo-ha.
Ew.
I think that deserves a present.
I really do.
A
present too. Isn't
thank you.
Isn't the present the gift of life that you're giving?
Blah,
like?
Blah, blah. I want a present.
See, but I'm an active service guy, so I think that's an active service.
I'm doing an,
you're
active,
doing
service.
An active service.
I deserve a gift for that. Yeah, my partner's having none of it.
Oh.
Well, no, because you're giving the gift.
Unless it's giant subterfuge and I'm actually going to get a push present because I'm now making this into such a big deal.
I bet that's exactly what he's doing.
Do you reckon?
I think that's exactly
do you get
what
the present?
It better be, otherwise there is war.
Do you get the present while you're pushing or is it more of the idea that you get
after.
It
after? I think after.
It would have to be after, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you'd want to do a good job and then be rewarded.
How do you get, not do a
well,
good
if
job?
If you get the present beforehand, maybe I just won't go ahead with the pushing.
Because you've already got the
thanks.
Present at that point. Yeah. So you're like, I'm just going to keep
there's no incentive.
Right. But you know, it would have to be like after 9 months, it's like, right, come home and there's champagne, soft cheeses.
Yes.
Seafood.
See,
yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Like a massive seafood, cheese, alcohol platter.
Whatever you couldn't have during the pregnancy, there it is when you get home.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I love it. Can you speak to my partner,
please? I'll speak to Phil.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm sure after being in labour for like a day or whatever, you're going to want like all this cheese and seafood. That's
going to
be great.
I feel like I'm too posh to push. I just want a cesarean so it's done. You know?
Too posh to push.
Can we just ziplock this, please? Just in case we have another
one. Get you a T-shirt while you're pregnant that says too posh to push. That's going to be great.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.